for a few moments this morning, I would ask that you would think about what makes a good day for you. As we start in 2016, we tend to think about new things and resolutions and things we're going to try to do better. And maybe we're thinking about how can I have more good days than bad days? Well, as you're thinking about maybe what makes that good day for you, I just went on the internet and found just a few tips for having a good day. And keep in mind, they're just from the internet, so there's probably not much science or anything to them. But here's what some people said. Set multiple alarms. I think that's probably the idea of let's get up and start it, not in a frantic panic, but ready to start the day. Eat a healthy breakfast. Look good and be comfortable. Have a plan. Chat with loved ones. Get moving or exercise. Do something you enjoy. Put out good energy. The idea of maybe smile or compliment someone else. Do something towards someone else. Put a focus on balance. End on a good note. Someone else said this, be present or focus on now. Do less. Get one important thing done. Protect or plan your perfect life. Declutter. Go for a walk. Focus on three projects. Listen to great music. Watch a sunrise or sunset. Spend time with a loved one. I guess maybe if you do some of these things, it helps you to have a good day. Well, let's think about then, what is your good day? Or what makes it a good day? And let me just give you this caveat. When I'm saying a good day, I'm not saying what's your best day ever. I'm just saying what's a good day? You know, you can come home and go, I had a good day today. Well, maybe it's that things go your way. And that can mean a lot of different things. Maybe it's your good day has good weather. Maybe on the way to work you get all green traffic lights. Maybe you get an unexpected gift from someone. Maybe you get a chance to eat your favorite food. Researchers say that a good day involves two things. One is involves competency. The idea of feeling that one can bring about desired outcomes. Progressing quickly enough to the desired goals. It's that idea that I can do this. And that I can accomplish what is set in front of me. Maybe it's a work project that I'm able to do this. And then when you get it finished, you're like, wow, I've accomplished something. Or maybe it's a do-it-yourself project at home. Or maybe it's just you say, I got the laundry done. You know, that was a good day when I got the laundry done. That's that idea of competency. Or the other part is that researchers say is the idea of autonomy or self-determination. It's the idea that one is in control of what is going on rather than just reacting to all the influences around him. We might say it in this way, that maybe your good day is when you're not putting fires out all day long. Have you ever had those kind of days where you feel like you can't get to the things you want to do because all you're doing is just putting out this fire, that fire, that fire? Well, that self-determination, that the part of that good day is that you're in control. You're not putting out the fires, but you're doing what you want to do or what you can choose to do. Maybe we might say it in this way. Maybe it's the idea that you can eat at your favorite restaurant rather than saying, oh, well, I'll just pick up whatever I have to because I have so many deadlines that I just can't go do what I want. That's that idea of self-determination. So it's when things go our way, but it's also when bad things don't happen to you. When we are not negatively impacted by the things around us. We're not stuck in traffic to and from work. We don't get into a fender bender. Or our boss or our coworker or friends don't yell at us or don't show us our deficiencies. That's probably a good day when your boss or your friend doesn't tell you, hey, you messed this up. That's a good day. Or when we are met with open arms by our family, rather than anger, guilt, or sorrow for something either we did or didn't do, or something they did or didn't do, we would say, okay, that's part of a good day. Well, in one sense, we have to ask, well, how do we define good? It can be defined in many different ways. We can define it through the perspective of self. And that is the perspective of self, that if self is that perspective, then the person can define good in terms of how someone or something impacts them. That you are good to the degree that I am made happy or more content by you. And so what happens there is I'm the one who sort of decides all of that. It's all directed towards me. We might say that good is defined as it relates to time. We might say it's used in evaluating maybe short-term things versus long-term. For example, we could say eating maybe some candy that you got at Christmas is good for the short term. But if you ate candy that you got at Christmas all day, every day, for the long term, well, that's not good. So we define it that way. We can define it in terms of niceness, good manners. That one who always says positive and complimentary things about others, that they're said to be good. And there are many other different perspectives that we can define good. We can base it off of generosity or humility or loyalty. But what we see in general with that idea of good is that it involves that which is pleasurable to me or someone else. So if you go back to what makes your day good, we really would say that the focus is upon what happens to me. What is going on in my life? What are the situations that I'm in? It's all focused towards me. Well, now I want to ask this question. What is a good day for God? Have you ever thought about that? Let's look at God's good day. And I want us to turn to creation. So we turn to the very first chapter in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1. And we see God's good days when he brought all of creation into existence. If you notice just there, verse 4 sort of starts it all off for us. And God saw the light, because God said, let there be light. God saw the light was good. God separated the light from darkness. So day one was a good day for God because he created light. If we go on, we see in verses 10 and 12, on the third day, he created land and vegetation, and he saw that it was good. I don't know why, but it doesn't record on Monday that God saw that it was good. Maybe Mondays are just not to be good days. But Tuesdays, he says it's good twice. And then he goes on and he says on the fourth day, when he created the sun, moon, and stars, he saw that it was good. The fifth day, he created the fish and the birds, and he saw that it was good. The sixth day, when he created all the land animals, he saw that it was good. And then we come down to verse 31. That sixth day, as he looks over all of his creation, now that includes man, and he says that he saw that it was very good. How were these days good for God? The word that is used there is the Hebrew word tov. And it means pleasant, agreeable, excellent, kind, valuable, moral good, bounty. And in one sense, we could say that the day was good in that it was created good because it was complete or perfect or excellent. In that it functioned exactly as God had designed it. That when God saw the light, when he created light, light was exactly what God wanted it to be. And it functioned just the way that God wanted it to be. So in that sense, we could say it was good. But there's another sense that we can see here, is that it was good in the sense it was pleasant or agreeable. We say, well, what does that mean then? Did God just create things so that the focus could be back on Him? Was it pleasant to God because the creation glorified Him? Well, if you remember, a few weeks ago we studied that, in that we saw that God didn't create man. He didn't bring about creation so that it could just glorify Him. That was the result of it, but what we see is that God created man so that he could share in that glory of God. So what I want us to see is that the reason the creation was good was because God was creating it for man. God's good day centered around doing something for man, his creation. As we ponder that, we come to see that God is the standard of good, in that He defines what is good. Psalm 25 and verse 8 tells us, "Good and upright is the Lord, therefore He instructs sinners in the way." That God is essentially, He is originally, and He is independently good of Himself and in His own nature. And we understand then good through God's works. Psalm 119 and verse 68, there it says, "You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes." What we see is because God is good, then what He does is an expression of His goodness. And so we can understand, we can see who He is by what He has done. And we come to understand that which is good. We see God's goodness is directed towards others. If we look at James chapter 1, and there in verse 17, James writes this. He says, "Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow." Now notice what it says. Every gift that is given is good. Well, why? Well, it tells us there. It says, every good thing given, every perfect gift is from above. It's from God. That because it comes from God who is good, then that is good. But the focus here, what I want you to see, is not on God Himself. The focus is on the gifts are coming down to man. So God is not focusing directly to Himself. He's focused on man. He's giving him gifts. He's giving him good gifts. We see in Acts 14 and verse 17, we won't take the time to read it there, but Paul is talking with the people there in Lystra, and he talks about God's witness of Himself and what He did. And he said that He did good and gave them rains from heaven and fruitful seasons that would satisfy their hearts with food and gladness. The idea is the action that Paul says what God has done, this idea of going and giving rains and the things about nature, he says that was good, but that was an action towards man. And so what we see is that God's goodness is seen in His salvation of man. In Romans chapter 2 and verse 4, there it says, "Or do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" King James Version actually uses the word goodness there for kindness. Those two words are very tied together, very similar. And notice what Paul is saying here. He says that the kindness or the goodness of God leads man to repentance. That this is an action, that His focus is directed towards man. And that God sending Jesus to die in our place was His goodness working on our behalf. We see in another place in Psalm 86 in verse 5. It says, "For You, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon You." The connection there is this idea, the Lord is good. Well, what follows right after it? It's an action. It's this idea of being willing to forgive those who call upon the Lord. His goodness is associated with doing something for someone else. And again, we see in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 13, "For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." Well, notice again, what are we seeing here is those who are seeking to follow God, God will influence them to lead them to want to. That's that idea of to will, to want to, and to do what is in accordance with God's will. What does that mean then? Well, if we go back to looking at God's good day, His good day is not when He's focused upon Himself, but when He is doing something for someone else. I want you to think about that for a moment. Because think about everything we've set up to this point about what our good days are. The tips for having a good day centered around me. Remember, set multiple alarms so I can get up and I can have the good day. We always think in those terms of what is the focus towards me and how can I have a good day? It's all about me. But that's not the case with God. His good day focuses on you and on me. It's not about Himself, but about what He can do for His creation. And that's a whole different way of thinking. That's a whole different mindset. That He says, "I had a good day when I did something for my children." Because that is who He is. What does that mean for us then? If we are to be a reflection of Jesus Christ, who showed us the Father through Himself, then we must change our way of thinking then and understand what a good day is. That a good day is no longer just when things go our way or good things happen to us, but our focus is shifted towards others. That a good day is when we have opportunities to do things for someone else. Now, I don't want you to get the idea of, well, if I have good things happen to me, are you saying that that's a bad thing? No, I'm not saying that that's bad. God still blesses us with things that happen to us and good things. But my point is this, how do we see what God sees? Do we see in the way that He thinks and the way that He acts? C.S. Lewis said this in his book on Mere Christianity. He says, "Give up yourself and you will find your real self. Lose your life and you will save it. Submit to death, death of your ambitions and favorite wishes every day, and death of your whole body in the end. Submit with every fiber of your being, and you will find eternal life. Keep back nothing. Nothing that you have not given away will be really yours. Nothing in you that has not died will ever be raised from the dead. Look for yourself." That is the idea of look, if you look to yourself. "And you will find in the long run only hatred, loneliness, despair, rage, ruin, and decay. But look for Christ, and you will find Him, and with Him, everything else thrown in." My point for us to see is, maybe in this year, it's not about how many good days I can have where it's focused on me. But how many good days can I have that are focused towards someone else? Because that lines up with what is a good day with God. So, as we wrap up then, I want to give you just a few tips of how to have a good day God's way. Number one, I would say begin your day in thanksgiving. Throughout the scriptures, we see this wording over and over, especially in the Psalms. In Psalm 107 and verse 1 is just one of those places. It says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. All that you have is not from what you've done." We might like to think it, but the reality is it's from what God has given to us. And if we are given then tomorrow, that day is good because our Father created it. And we say, well, everything's just left in place, right? The sun's still there, the earth is still rotating, so it's just another day. No, God's the one who let that happen. Because God can say at any moment, and there will be a time where He says, that's it, it's over. No more days on earth as we know it. But if we're given tomorrow, that's a good day because it comes from God. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 4 says, For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with gratitude. Secondly, talk with your Father in prayer. When you think about it, it helps to have a good day if you go to the source of goodness. That's just common sense, right? Well, if God is the source of goodness, then we need to go to Him. And not so much to say, okay, God, I need this and this and this and this. Yes, we need to do that. Yes, He wants us to do that. But to just go to Him and to be in His presence. As we talked before about having that relationship with Him. That's where we begin to have a good day. Next, seek for opportunities to do something for someone else. Paul would write in Galatians 6 and verse 10, "So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who are of the household of faith." As I was looking at that verse, I noticed what Paul writes there. He says, "So then, while we have opportunity." He doesn't say, "So then, if you have opportunity." The "while" sort of says, there's opportunities there. They're existing there, but you've got to grab hold of them. To do that to all men, and especially to those who are children of God. And that opportunity doesn't have to be something grand and large and big. It could just be a smile one day. I mean, don't we like that? Do you ever like it if somebody just comes up to you and frowns and, you know, scowls and... No, we're like, well, what's wrong with that person? But, I mean, you put a smile on it, man, it's contagious. That's simple. Just smile. Just say a kind word to someone. That's an opportunity to do good. And finally, realize that you can have a good day despite it being bad, sorrowful, or painful. There are going to come days in our lives where we're down in the dumps, where things aren't going our way, where we've had the fender bender, where we've gotten all red lights going to work, and we're just sitting there going, what else could go wrong? You can still have that day as a good day, despite all of the things that are happening to you. Why? Because we are children of a good God. And He will always be there for us, no matter what situation we find ourselves in. And He will always be acting towards us in a good way, because that's His nature. So no matter what you find yourself in today, no matter what situation you are, if you're going, yeah, I'm having a pretty good day, or no, man, things are just terrible today, you can have a good day by knowing God. That starts with what the psalmist says in Psalm 34 and verse 8. He says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed are those who take refuge in Him." So this morning I want to ask you, have you had a good day God's way? Because that's what it's about.